Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sister, sister.
No, I was literally about to do the same thing.
Sister, sister. Never knew how much I missed it. Did you watch? You watched
it,
obviously.
Of course I did. It was programming made just for me and you and all of us. Loved it.
So we have one of our besties, fake besties, sisters on the pod today.
And I just have to throw this out here. Beauty editor Kayla Greaves is such a super fan of Tia.
Oh my gosh.
One thing I learned very quickly about Kayla is she is obsessed with Tia, like on a cellular level. Like Tia got her through the pandemic with her cooking show.
Oh my God, no wonder. I was talking to her about whether or not she was staying for the event and she said she couldn't.
Yes, I know. I was like, girl, you're missing your girl. You're missing her by leaving town. Anyways, we digress. Tia Mowry is on the town. Wow, that is a different podcast. Is on Los Angeles. Wow, my obsession with this other podcast is reaching new heights. She's on the pod today. She has a new accessible hair care line called For You. Really cute. Everything's under $11, and it's now widely available at Walmarts across the country. This is a brand that is definitely catering to natural hair and curls of all types. If you have curly hair, this episode is for you. For you, pun intended, I guess. So Tia is on the pod, not only talking about her hair care journey, she has the most beautiful, gorgeous curls, but she's talking a lot about taking care of herself. She's talking about now a divorced mom of two. She's talking about how she separated herself from her twin. Of course, Tamara, we know the two of them together, but she's her own person. If you're a twin, you probably feel some of her pain of trying to identify as your own being and not a duo and not a pair.
Totally. She was so amazing. She just like opened up to Kirby and me, and she was talking about her therapy journey. Like Kirby said, like having to find yourself, one, as a part of a famous twin, and then two, as a woman post-divorce. Of course, we talk about sister-sister and like the chance of a reboot. So you'll have to stay tuned.
She gives us some tea on a potential reboot. So y'all need to definitely stay tuned for that. But yes, you can get her brand For You by Tia online at the website For You by Tia or at Walmart now. But let's get into this interview with Tia Mowry. Tia, wow. Okay, so some of you might be watching this. Some of you may just be listening. Tia looks incredible. Your hair, your makeup, your entire vibe.
Oh, thank you. I really, really appreciate that. You know, I've been extremely intentional this year, especially when it comes to everything from eating well, working out, working on my mental health. So I really feel that that's what you guys are seeing right now. So I just want to, you know, share some gratitude and just say thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Well, we love that so much. But we also, being a beauty podcast, want to get into the nitty-gritty details of what exactly is on your face, in your hair. What is making you look so good right now? What are you obsessed with?
Thank you. So I'm really currently obsessed with, of course, my own hair care line. It's called For You. It is an accessible, high-performing hair care line that enhances your curls without weighing them down. So what I put in my hair today, I first started it off with a moisturizing shampoo And then I followed it up with a moisturizing conditioner, with a leave-in cream and a curl gel. And you will get this bouncy, vibrant kind of curly look that I have going on right now. When it comes to like my face, I guess the one product that really stands out, and I feel like she's really having an amazing moment right now, is Anastasia. It's her eyebrow pencil. And what I just love about this brand, or her brand, is it really makes you feel like you have, like, you know, professional eyebrows, like a professional has done it, but you can do it yourself. You know what I mean? It's just a great product that I've been using for years. And I feel like she's come up on an anniversary recently. So just giving credit, you know, to her, and kudos to her. But that's, you know, what's going on.
Love that.
You look so good. So I do have to ask, though, did you do your own makeup today, or did you have someone do your makeup?
No, I did not do my own makeup today. But my makeup artist, he definitely knows that I'm a huge fan of Anastasia. And that's pretty much the only brow, you know, pencil that I use.
Who's your go-to? You said he. So who's your makeup artist?
Oh my gosh, his name is Anton, and I have been working with him, I want to say, since 2014. I consider myself to be like a really loyal person. It's the Cancer in me. I'm into, you know, astrology and all that cool stuff and signs. Like, I'm a true believer. Cancers, we're very loyal people. So I've been working with Anton for years. And what I love about him is he's really able to get my skin tone down pat, especially when it comes to foundation. I've had terrible experiences where I've looked like an Oompa Loompa and my face was just really orange and just not looking great. It's hard to find a makeup artist that can really hone into skin of color. And he's been exceptional at that. And he's just a great person. He's awesome.
When you find someone, you got to stick with them.
You really, really do. So I'm very grateful of him. And, you know, he's been, like I said, a part of my team for years.
Amazing. Okay. Speaking of working with people for years, being in the spotlight for years, Kirby and I, and so many of our listeners, we grew up watching you and your sister. You are like our fake best friend in our heads. Like, you are our fake sister, you know, and we can only imagine like how difficult that must have been to be so young and then in the spotlight, and, you know, also be not just you, be, you know, a twin. So like, you know, trying to find your identity as your own person. How did being famous at such a young age and then continuing to be famous now, like how has that affected your relationship with beauty and then also now creating your own beauty line?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being very frank and honest with you, which I'm all about authenticity, growing up in this industry and when we're talking about beauty, it was very hard, mainly because I really didn't see myself represented in too many ways. For example, in magazines, on television, whenever beauty was discussed or seen, it was more focused on European standards, meaning seeing women, you know, that didn't look like me, that had straight hair. I really didn't see a lot of women of color. So growing up in this industry, when we're talking about beauty, I was pretty insecure. I remember, you know, trying to conform and fit into those societal standards of what beauty consisted of. And if you were a sister fan, I remember when I was, you know, in my late teens or early 20s, I wanted to express myself in a different way. I was older. I wanted to feel sexy, seen and heard. And I ended up straightening my hair because I thought that that was the thing to do. But little did I know that I was damaging my hair. And even when my hair was curly, when I was, you know, not even on television in school, kids would pick on my hair and say, oh, your hair is frizzy, your hair is poofy. Both my sister and myself, we were nicknamed the Buck Twins, mainly because Buckwheat, if you remember from, you know, Little Rascals, he kind of had poofy hair and I had buck teeth at the time. I hadn't put on braces just yet.
Kids are terrible.
They're mean. They are bullies. So anyway, I say that all to say, even as an actor, I was told that my hair, when I would go on auditions, when I had curly hair, they would say, oh, her hair was a distraction. I felt insecure. But I will say this, all of that changed in 2012, actually, when Instagram came about. And I am a lover of community. And I saw this amazing community of women that were, you know, putting their foot down and saying, you know what? I'm saying no to me trying to conform into what society considers as beauty or beautiful. I'm going to be myself. And a lot of women were doing the same thing that I was doing, meaning women of color. They were putting perms in their hair, processing their hair to straighten it. They were putting in extensions, same thing with me, that was different from the texture of their hair. Again, like straight hair to try to fit into these beauty standards. But anyway, there was just this amazing movement on Instagram, and these women were cutting all of their hair off. It was called the Big Chop because their hair was damaged. I saw this and I was like, this is awesome. Like they're cutting their hair and they're embracing themselves, you know, walking with authenticity and saying, this is me, this is who I am, I am beautiful. And I followed that journey. It resonated with me. And that was when I started to fall in love with my hair and my curls. I was saying, you know what, no more. This is who I am. And I want to embrace who I am. And that's actually one of the whys on why I started or created a brand for you. I wanted us to celebrate our curls. I wanted us, and I want us to be a part of the conversation, to be included when it comes to beauty, because we are beautiful no matter who we are, what our hair looks like, what our skin tones are, and it's our time.
Tia, obviously growing up with your sister, being a twin in general, even if you were not famous, you're often grouped together. It's the two of you, a two for one. Like that's how people see a lot of twins in general. I'm curious, like, did you struggle trying to separate yourself from, like, did y'all ever clash? Were you like, I don't want to be the same? Like, get away from me.
Yes, I will tell you a story. So Tamara was there before I was, meaning Tamara was like, I want to be an individual. I don't want to look like you anymore. I don't want to dress like you. And I'm like, fine. I remember there was this one time we were in high school because we were still dressing alike in high school. We were on Sister Sister. We became famous together. We were dressing alike. You know, we became famous or I guess recognized as twins. I was like, this is cool. And she was like, no, this is not cool. I remember we were in high school. We were dressed alike. We were walking down the hallway and she was like, you get on that side. And I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? She wanted me to get on the opposite side of her because she wanted to be an individual. She didn't like that we were like dressed alike and we were like walking together. And I didn't take offense to that. I just saw that this was a sign of her like, you know, wanting to grow into her own and be an individual. And you guys, we were in high school, like we're like teens. So to answer your question, it was definitely a transition. It was something that we had to adjust to. And I feel like once we were able to do it, meaning full of, you know, love and grace and appreciation, is when we started to realize, you know what? Just because we are twins, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be the same person. So we started to see ourselves as the yin and the yang, meaning actually when we really start to learn about who we are as an individual and really embrace our differences and not judge each other. I think we started to, you know, think that, oh, well, just because we're twins, we have to think alike and, you know, walk alike. And sometimes we would get offended when we would have different opinions or different views. And we started to realize like, no, that's actually beautiful. That's what makes you so much like just stronger as a unit is when you're able to learn from each other, be your authentic self, but then able to walk together by being different and that being okay. And it's been wonderful. We have different views on parenting. We have different views in life. And instead of judging one another, we now appreciate it and we learn from one another.
I'm curious, style-wise, how would you describe your style versus her style? Like,
oh my gosh. I hope she doesn't kill me. Because, you know, I feel like I like to lean more into night, meaning I'll just explain it this way. Like she's day, I'm night. So I feel like with me, I'm a little like edgier when it comes to choosing my fashion choices. And I take risks where I feel like Tamara is like very traditional, if that makes sense, with her choices. I feel like I do use also like a pop of color a lot. Like I like to just experiment with like jewel tones. So just like really vibrant, bright colors, where I feel like Tamara is like very traditional and can kind of play it safe sometimes. Oh my gosh.
I love this.
We won't send her this link.
She is going to kill me.
That's what sisters are for.
Yeah, she used to pick on me in college because in college I was like a tomboy. So I was just always like in tracksuits, sneakers, and she would pick on me because of that. But I feel like it's kind of shifted. Like I'm like more of the fashionita, I would say, and she's like more like relaxed when it comes to her style. You guys are going to get me canceled. You're going to get me by my own sister.
It's all out of love. It's all out of love. Did she have any input, get to test out samples of for you? Did you, I'm sure you had like, you know, a core group of people.
She did not, but of course she has now tried the product and she absolutely loves it. And she said, the one thing that she loves about for you is how it's clean. It has clean ingredients. And that's something, especially as a mom, that I've been extremely passionate about is just becoming a conscious consumer, should I say. When I'm turning that bottle around, can I read and understand the ingredients? Do I see ingredients, you know, that I recognize? And I'm very proud to say that we have clean ingredients like apple cider vinegar, sea moss, rosemary, hibiscus oil. We have just incredible ingredients in the line. But what we did do, one thing that's amazing again about For You is it's tested and tried, meaning there's efficacy. So we've had a great number of people try the product and we were able to do research and see how the product works on curls from 2A to 4C, what it does for your scalp health, what it does for the health of your hair. We have a secret ingredient called Hemi 15. And Hemi 15, basically, because we do not use silicone, because it's not, you know, as great. But what Hemi 15 does is it basically helps with frizz. It adds shine to the hair. So basically everything silicone would do. It's a great replacement, a natural ingredient. And we were able to test our products on so many, you know, different people, men and women, and get great results.
Okay, Tia, you mentioned a few minutes ago college. Okay. I read that you studied psychology.
Yes, yes, I did.
Okay. So this is going to lead us to a conversation about self-care, because I feel like if you've studied psychology, then you probably know that there is a strong link between how people feel and people taking care of themselves. Like you have had a really huge change in your life, you know, separating from your husband. And now maybe you're single. Maybe you're dating. We don't know.
Single. I'm single.
Okay.
Kirby trying to get the tea.
I'm like, is she dating someone? Okay, let's do this. You made headlines last year for, you know, revealing why y'all separated and why that was important to you. And I commend you for doing that because that's such a difficult thing to do as a mother. So tell us, like, psychologically, what you've been going through this year and why self-care is so important to you. You hashtag it, self-care is not selfish. So tell us.
Well, self-care, and also I want to say self-love, is definitely something that has been something that I've been focusing on for years. I will, you know, share this backstory. I don't think I've ever shared it with anyone, but I lost my grandmother almost 4 or 5 years ago, and she was very close to me. And then also we had lost Elena Housley, who was my sister's husband's niece. So she was my sister's niece by marriage. She died at 18. And then my grandmother died close to her 90s. Just, I want to say she was 89. She was just 4 days shy of being 90. That really woke me up. It really made me realize how short life is. I really started to look inward. And I started going to therapy. There was when I realized a lot about myself and realized the importance of living an authentic life. Mainly just being able to look at yourself in the mirror and being honest with yourself. And what I mean by honesty, I mean like radical honesty, like real honest truth. And I feel like we as a society, again, I feel like puts all of these pressures on us on how we should be, what our lives should look like, what we're supposed to be, or it causes even fears within us. And when I started to focus on my truth and look inward, I started to realize, you know, that there was some unhappiness there. And I deserved to be happy and move towards just, I would say, optimal joy and authenticity, should I say. And that is the journey that I've been on, is just really discovering myself, growing, healing. And a lot of that begins when you look inward and not focus on what other people think, what other people say that your life should be like. I'm talking about society. I'm talking about family. I'm talking about friends. Like, what is it that you want? What is it that you want in this life? And you are deserving of your peace and your joy. It's not just about happiness. It's about peace as well. You know, I've been doing lots of reading. I've been reading Young Pueblo's book called Lighter, which is fantastic. I've just been really focusing on myself. And that's hard. It's not an easy journey, because instead of ignoring your thoughts, you are actually really listening to them. And it takes being alone, I feel like, to really hear your inner voice. I have good days. I have bad days. But overall, I will say I have a lot of peace. And I can look at myself in the mirror and say, I'm very proud of you. That is like the affirmation that I would, you know, give myself is I'm proud of you.
We're proud of you too. That's so hard.
Thank you. It's very hard.
So hard. I don't have children, but I just think of like being in your position and wanting to honor how you feel, but thinking about the other lives that you have to consider.
I was just going to ask that, like, how has that affected your parenting, especially, you know, you have a young son and daughter.
Yeah, I mean, I really, and for the moms that are, you know, listening right now, I really empathize with them. And I cannot tell you guys, like, so many women came into my DMs and are constantly in my, like, I ain't got no men in my DMs. Okay. I have women in my DMs.
That's good for your business, Tia, by the way. That's good for your business. Okay.
They're just like, I'm so proud of you. Like, how were you able to do this? Like, I admire your courage. I admire your strength. There are many women that are saying they have done the same thing, or they're wanting to do the same thing, but they don't necessarily have the courage to do it. And how I look at it is, at the end of the day, it's interesting how people, it's hard for them to look at it this way, you know, but at the end of the day, it's about my children visually seeing mommy happy. It's about my children visually being at a place of peace. And I say this because when you are no longer focusing on negative energy and that kind of like anvil that's being put on you, you're allowing your space to kind of open up for more love, more passion, more creativity, more focus. So overall, when you let go of something, you're opening up your world for more goodness and amazingness, should I say. And your children feel that energy. They see that. And so I've always thought that I was a great mother, but I will say that I've even become more of a great mother because mommy is at peace. Mommy now has more focus. Mommy now has more energy. Mommy is happy. And so for the women that are watching this and they're afraid, just know that on the other side, that peace gives you more space, more time, more energy to be the mom that you've always wanted to be. It's not saying, like I said, I wasn't a great mom before. I feel like I was, but I feel like I didn't even really know it was possible. I'm like even more of a better mom. And my kids see that. My son the other day, and it almost made me cry. He says, Mom, I can see that you're really happy. And I was like, oh, 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 oh. That's what matters, because your kids are going to grow up and they're going to see that. They're going to feel that. And then they're going to want that for themselves. Kids learn through observation. You talk about going to college. I studied growth and child development. So I understand the power of observation, that when a kid is visually and hearing and learning and seeing things, they're like little sponges. They soak all of that up. And for them to see that mommy is happy and mommy's at peace and mommy is so focused and mommy is like even more driven, it's great. It gets hard at times. And you know, the transition hasn't been easy. I mean, my son is in therapy right now, and I'm proud to say, and you know, that he enjoys it and we are getting incredible benefits because of it. And that's Cree because he's 11.
Yes. And I'm glad that you threw that out there because I think that's important, especially for young children that are going through a family change. So thank you for sharing that, Tia. We love it.
No problem.
They're so beautiful.
Yeah, we're nearing the end of our conversation. But before we hit our speed round, I wanted to ask you, so Sarah and I don't have curly hair. Like, unfortunately for us, we don't have curly hair. Okay. But we do have so many listeners that do have curly hair, that do have natural hair. We've been beauty journalists for 10 years. So we see a lot about how important a haircut is for curly hair. Are you able to share a little bit about your curly haircut journey, like some things you learned along the way?
Yeah. So when I did my big chop years ago, and like I said, I was inspired because of that wonderful community. I was nervous, you know, because I was like, oh my gosh, like I've had long hair all of my life. I never had short hair like that before. But at the same time, once I did it, I felt really empowered because, again, it was very intentional, meaning I was now going to embrace my curls. I was now going to love my curls. I was now going to nurture my curls. And I learned a lot about my hair, what my hair needed, because even after I did the big chop, I was looking for products that I felt would be great for my hair. And I didn't find too many. I mean, it's very limited. And that's also another reason why I came out with For You, because I felt like, you know, there needs to be some options out there. But I fell in love with taking care of my hair, nurturing my hair, and having a routine. And, you know, some of the things that I was using for my hair scalp health was apple cider vinegar. A lot of the ingredients that I had mentioned earlier, but I was kind of doing those things on my own. And so I was like, how can I create something where you don't have to be this scientist and be in your own kitchen putting these concoctions together? Like, we also have flaxseed, and flaxseed is also very, it's known to do wonders and have great benefits for your hair as well. And I was working with that when I was just nurturing my hair. And I really wanted to put those natural ingredients within this line. But, you know, it took me loving my hair, having patience, because, you know, when you have that shortcut, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't put it in a ponytail anymore. I remember just finding cute accessories, like grabbing a lot of, you know, headbands, some cute bows, and that would have like words on them from, like, you know, I'm a boss or whatever. It was, you know, just basically having that relationship with my hair again. And then also, that was a time when I started to really focus on protective styles. So when your hair is short and you want your hair to grow out and you just want your hair to grow, putting your hair in braids, bantu knots, cornrows, you know, top knots, all of that, I started to explore and experience with, and I just loved it. It was another way, or just how I would express how I was feeling that day and just, you know, express my personality. So I made it fun. You know what I mean? And before I knew it, my hair was, you know, back to a length that I could really, again, nurture and enjoy and just have lots of fun with.
Okay. So let's talk about For You being super accessible. It's at Walmart, it's affordable. You wanted to simplify the routine for everyone. I'm just seeing this as like a, you know, a product line that like young people can go to and pick up for themselves without having to, you know, ask their parents for permission or save like tons of money, which is so important. Can you talk about like how, I'm sure that was one of your priorities, but also like, was that really difficult in like, you know, obviously using all of these incredible ingredients that you mentioned, and then, you know, partnering with like a Walmart?
Yeah. So like I had mentioned earlier, representation is really important to me. And also what's really important to me is accessibility. When I was on my hair care journey, I would see products that were priced very high. And I was like, you know, this isn't fair. I feel like everybody deserves the right to be able to, you know, have a great experience or just to be able to enjoy products that are great for you. And so when I decided to develop this line, I was really trying to find a partner that really understood my values when it came to that. And thank God, Amaris, they are my partners, and they understood my vision right away, and they were the ones that could execute it. This is, in my opinion, a luxury line at an affordable price, and we were able to execute that. And that is where I feel like our brand really excels and stands out from all of the other brands that are, you know, out there. Is this is a safe, clean, accessible line that has efficacy, that works, like I said, that has natural ingredients at an accessible price. And to be able to partner up with Walmart is just also a win-win, because they were also able to understand our vision collectively. And it was just like all of our ducks were in a row, and all of our T's were being crossed, and our I's were being, you know, we have like a dot to our I's. And I was like, this is amazing how we all were able to come together to execute such an incredible brand. Like you said, I understand how curly hair girls don't just use one product. We have to have several things that we do to give us the look that we want. And I thought of that when it came into the price point. I didn't want people to feel like they had to break their bank to look and feel good. And so, you know, like I said, the price point was really important to me. But not only that, Amaris, they were able to create a line that was also sustainable. I'm all about being that conscious consumer. And I also feel like millennials and just a lot of younger people, or just people in general, are now becoming smart shoppers. And again, I just wanted to provide that option for them, because I know for me, when I buy something, I want to feel good about it. I want to be able to feel good, number one, about my bank, of course. And then also I want to feel good about, what is this doing for me? Is this safe? Is this clean for me? And not only that, for my children. You talked about simplifying everything. I grew up with me having a different brand from my brothers, like even, you know, with my kids years ago. And I was like, you know what? I want to be able to just create something that we all can use within the household, simplify this so we don't have 100 bottles around the house that we're wasting, that we're not even using all of it. So yeah, so that was really, really important to me. And Amaris was really able to execute all of the things that I'm passionate about: representation, community, accessibility, family, and just sustainability and just natural ingredients in general.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You know what you did?
What?
That. That is my cheesy. That's me trying to be Gen Z there. I'm not. Sorry. Okay.
You got a laugh out of me. It was great.
Girl, you've been laughing this whole interview, and we love it so much. We love the high energy. It's like such a welcome, refreshing interview to have. Okay. So let's get into our speed round. Okay. Tia, what is the first thing you do in the morning?
Meditate.
For how long?
10 minutes.
See, that's the Oprah way. I need to get on that track.
Sister had like some of the best celebrity cameos. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, Kobe Bryant, all the way.
Oh my God, that was going to be mine.
Love that so much.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks to TikTok, the 90s have come back full force. Is there a 90s beauty trend that you lived through that you love and you're glad to see coming back? Or is there one that you're like, please don't bring this back?
You know what? I think lip gloss. The shiny like lip gloss. For a while, it was all about the matte lip. But I love the way the shine is like coming back. It's like, it's like juicy.
That's what I called it. That's what I called it, our juicy lip era.
See?
Yes. Who wants dry lips? It just...
Remember the scents too, like it would, or the taste, like it would taste like what bubble gum or something like that.
Strawberry. Yeah.
Okay. What is your go-to comfort meal?
Oh, I'm going to say spaghetti and meatballs, just some sort of pasta, whether it's a shrimp pasta, spaghetti and meatballs. I love Italian food. So I'm going to say pasta. I just had some Parmesan cheese and truffle pasta. And just I was going to say one glass, but two glasses of wine. I'm like I'm a happy girl.
Yes. Yes. What's one thing you think people should avoid when they have curly hair?
Ooh, one thing that they should avoid when they have curly hair, I would say maybe not too much sun. I feel like, or not putting some sort of protector, you know, on your hair. Or when I travel, you'll always see me in a protective style. So that's like in braids, mainly because you're protecting your hair from getting in and out of whether it's chlorine, the pool, or the ocean, and just the sun. Too much sun on really anything can damage your hair. So I would say that. Yeah.
You get asked this like daily. I know you do because you made a TikTok about it. Will we get a sister reboot?
No, 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 no.
Okay. I just have to ask.
Tia is screaming, no, don't ask. Leave them alone.
I had to ask, but I won't ask again.
Hey, you know what? I always say never, but as it stands for right now, there have been no conversations. That idea is dead.
But you know what? Okay, can we just throw this out there, though? Like, remember when Disney was going to bring back Lizzie McGuire and we were all really excited about it? All the millennials were like, hell yeah. And Hillary was excited. She's like, this is going to be grown-up Lizzie McGuire. And then it was dead on arrival because Disney wanted to keep it too squeaky clean. And she's like, I'm a grown ass woman. I'm going to be dating and having sex and whatever. I feel like that the only way it would work is if sister was like, ma'am, ma'am. And then it's like, you're going out and you're like.
We like have an incredible idea. Like my sister and I, we have the idea. Like one is actually married and the other one's divorced. And then the divorced one has to move in, you know, with the married one. And they haven't, you know, been together or lived with each other for years. And then I'm bringing my kids in the house. She has kids. And like, what would that dynamic be like?
Yes.
I mean, so trust me, we have ideas. It's just the execution. But I think you're right. I think some people, you know, they kind of, not some people, but networks kind of just want to, you know, keep it in some sort of box. And my sister and I, we see it beyond that box. And you never know, you know?
You have to cater to the original audience. You have to cater to the original audience.
Of course. And they're grown. So it's not to say that we don't really want it. It's just about the execution and what does it look like? And if, you know, execs believe that it's going to work that way. So I'm with Hillary Duff. I applaud her in her decision. You know, she's grown. She's not a little girl anymore.
Well, there's the pitch if anyone's listening. That was amazing.
Tia and Hillary 2024. Love it. Okay, this is just you said you were into astrology. Can you share your big three? Like, do you know your rising sign and your moon sign?
So I'm a double Cancer. I know. I'm a double Cancer and I'm a Leo. A Leo when it comes to love. So I guess the Venus sign, but I'm definitely a Cancer sun and a Cancer moon. And when I wow. say, yeah, when I say I fit, like it's everything to a T, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so me. It is so me. I totally believe in all of that.
Cancers are like my favorite people. So
we're good. You know what? We're good people. And I'm not just saying that, like we are really, really good people. And you know, I guess my match for love, either Scorpio, which was my husband ex.
So maybe not your perfect match,
but Pisces and Cancer. So I'm looking for the Pisces and the Cancers out there.
we'll keep an open a door policy. Any Cancer and Pisces men.
Yes.
Love. Tia, this was so fabulous. Thank you so much for coming on Gloss Angeles. Will you share with everybody where they can find you and also your brand, obviously at Walmart, but where can they find it on social media?
So you can find me on all social media platforms, Tia Mori. I'm on them all, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, but I also have an app where you can text me. And if you look on my Instagram, you'll see I have my number there and I'm constantly texting, you know, fans and talking with them there. My brand is For You and it's at For You on Instagram. But if you want to look at the website, which is, you know, a great place for education, it's foryoubytia.com. And then of course you can shop at walmart.com and just type in For You by Tia and you'll see all of our products there.
That's our show. Thank you for listening. Follow us on all platforms for announcements and opportunities at Gloss Angeles Pod, and join our Facebook group to share your own reviews.
Gloss Angeles was created by Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It is a part of the Acast Network. Our episodes are mixed and edited by Roxy Flo and Stacey Abarca.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.